This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's continue our 3C biographical study of the life of Agabus. The second time he is mentioned is in Acts 21, 10 and 11. This time Agabus comes from Judea on his own to meet with the believers in Caesarea in the home of Stephen the evangelist. Paul was there on his last stop before going to Jerusalem to deliver the gift collected by the churches he established on his first missionary trips. Agabus wasted no time delivering his graphic prophecy. He walked over to Paul, took off his belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way the Jews of Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." This wasn't the first warning Paul had received on his way to Jerusalem. His friends worried about his safety and tried persuading him not to go there. Paul was not persuaded, intent on fulfilling what he felt was a God-given mission. Agabus's prediction was fulfilled, and Paul almost lost his life. There is no indication Agabus tried persuading Paul not to go. He merely delivered the prophecy given by the Holy Spirit. Then he left the results in the hands of God. These are the facts found in the Bible. Doesn't say any more about him, but I would be surprised if he didn't spend much time in prayer for Paul's safety. Also, I don't believe he felt or said, "I told you so." He knew what God called and gifted him to do, and he did it. No more, no less. That is the mark of a true man or woman of God. He gave simple, sincere, and vividly communicated information. Then he trusted God to do his thing.